beginnt gerade daf in sagt es nazu daf hier auf beginnt am basic in test master beginnt mit gemara und rab shimon that as tes explains it's still continuing the answer from the previous daf kehe the betrill san zer sar shar just like in the beginning of this so ya so she has that you have to take this on all of it so gamma seven is it so it's literally to the cooler so therefore the inverse is true also you come to mata has to be on the whole thing that was the second approach it's tes quotes from the gemara the mask on the base maybe one to say a third approach but ninja ancient we're talking about where it's their machlek is based on a different concept of nidra einzin. As Tosfos says, what about nidra einzin? Zechla shavayin is this considered einzin beyond this control? She nyachal lichsul ayin. He cannot live without wine. So even though he took a nidra, including that, but it's something that's beyond his control that he that would not be included in the nidra. But as we'll see, there's a machlek zemaron in regards to you have to be shoyl on that or not, and that's the machlek. So next, Tosfos Master begin with the Gemara that there's four types of nidarim. That the chomo mater. One of them is nidri zruzin. What's nidarm of motivation? For example, the seller says, take a nidri, this loaf is forbidden on me. If I give you this object, if I sell it less than 40 dinar, meaning I'm not going less than that. How is nidri zruzin? This is considered nidri zruzin. Or some gizars have the words, or bekaina, and the kaina, the buyer says, the other way, says, this loaf is forbidden on me. If I give you any more, if I'm going to pay you more than 2 dinar. Now the truth is, they both really want the acquisition to happen at 3, somewhere in the middle. But they're just trying to show and use tactics. That's considered nidri zruzin. The gizar is either ve'ein or ve'hein. And according to some opinions, rabbinically, you're still going to have a she'ela. You're still going to have to be she'ela by the Rav. Next to the Maschal Nigdur Shkogis, and one of the other categories is a neder of error. In other words, to explain, the guy says, this loaf is forbidden on me if I ate today. Now, he forgot that he ate today. So he didn't really mean to. Nidra Einsen, the Divin Maschal, that a neder of Einis, which explains, the guy makes a neder on his friend. He says, you got to come to me, eat with me on that day. If not, you've forbidden to have enough for me. Now, it's like something beyond his control happened. He couldn't come to him that day. The boat wasn't there. His son was sick. So, if you have to rabbinically go ahead and still be shayil on it by the Rav, even though it'll be mati, but you have to go to the Rav, plig amon Rav, hasam, this machlik, and Rav over there. The last category, nidja havoi, hyperbolic nedim, mafarash hasam, perish ben dum, the gemara, the dum, the chabdam, basically explain what is it, what's a hyperbolic nedu that's not considered a nedu. That's what you're going to say, me dummy, is it really good? Okay, you're saying it's the same machlik as regarding nidja einsen. Is it the same? What do you mean? Hasam, ashas, and nidja the einis, there, when he took the nedu that he's going to come to his friend for the meal, he didn't know that on that day his kid's going to get sick. He thought that he's going to go and eat it, but they become another, he made a conclusive nedu. Whichever guy who took the nether. So therefore, it makes sense that there is an opinion that holds rabbinically you have to be shy on it. Because it was a bona fide nether. When he took the nether, he knew something that's beyond his control. Because he knows he has to be in Talmud Mason or drink wine. Never we could presume that he did not conclusively make take a nether. Because remember, we could say, no, according to everyone, we should say, would agree over here, he would not have to have a shayla. So Mafarsha Ben Tami explains, no, we can explain the halakha of Mishnah Sosdom, or the Oinus happened afterwards. How is that possible? For example, the B'shaza Ned, during the time of the Ned, he was healthy and strong. He could survive without wine. Well, the slave Hachlish didn't get sick, and then now he needs the wine. It only happens later. Let's say in the beginning he was wealthy. He didn't need to be doing his job in the Chavik Kaddish to get that money he gets over there. He was wealthy, but then he becomes poor. The only job he has to be an undertaker. That's one approach. Or this comes with a whole different approach. Actually, this halacha of nidra einzin is not really precise that what we're trying to say over here. It's actually heicha the ein piva libeshamo is actually coming to tell us a different halacha, which related to the idea of einzin, but it's really when what you're saying is not the same as what you're thinking. The pligi b'ha hasam amadoi there is a machleiz amadam in a similar vein. Iboishem amadam if you have to have a rabbinic sheila. So we pick nidra einzin, but it's not really that. It's actually a different halacha related. To this idea of you need to have a shield rabbanon, and that's the same thing over here, as Haggah, as the edit says. That's in our Mishnah. With Piva, at least, Nazmiyah in his mouth was saying, I'm a Nazm wine. I believe Allah, but his heart, he never had the divine. Madama Abu Kasaba Yisin, therefore, this is what it says in the Mishnah, but I thought means believe me in my heart. Because when I took the nether, I thought I'm never going to be able to do this. That's the question when it's Piva, believe not Shaban, they have to be shield on the nether or not. That's Machalik of Shimon and the Rabban. Next ties the Nazar, they begin with the words in the Mishnah. Someone says, Hareini Nazar, I'm a Nazar. I also have to go ahead and do the hair cutting ceremony of a Nazar. So, key, when he says, or in the Nazar Ba'atzmai, when he says, I'm a Nazar by himself, Chai ben Nazir, he says, I would give him the Zeus, let me come nice to him, and to bring his Kabbalah. Now, when he says, Belay Leglech Nazar Acher, and he says, he's accepting upon himself to do the hair cutting ceremony of another Nazar, Lahaybi, come nice to him to bring his Kabbalah. Hash Nazir is Chaylad, now Nazir is taking effect, and Bahat Tzach Leglech Nazar Acher, let me come nice. Now he has to go ahead cut the hair of another Nazar and to bring his Kabbalah. Now, Ketin next ties with the words in the Mishnah, and his friend heard and he says, and me, Pidish another Tvani, and me, I'll be a Nazar. But I have to go ahead and cut the hair of another Nazar. He says, so Chayla and Naziz, we're going to take a lack of Nazar. Takes effect of Naziz and also doing the hair of another Nazar. So the Mishnah tells us, if they were smart, intelligent, they do the hair cutting of each other, another parish, in other words. Each one of them should have a Naziz for 30 days. Maybe carbon, and he brings a carbon for his friend, and now he's exempt. Why? Just like another person, a regular person, a random person. Why maybe carbon avud if he would bring a carbon from Shabbat, he would be exempt, even though for his own nazirus. But comes in if the mimashin not like a leich lacha. Now he's also exempt where he's going and for the neder that he did to do the hair cutting with someone else. He did it for the other guy. Each one only has to bring one carbon. Still, he's going to fill his two nedar. Because without the other person, he did his nazir 30 days, doesn't have to bring his own carbon, someone else, a random person or that other guy, and he also did the giluch for his friend. Now, but the words of the Mishnah are vim lav, if not, meaning, if they don't have this intelligence, each one brings their own carbon, then he has to go out and do the hair ceremony for another nazir and bring his carbonas for him. Next is Master Bingham of the Gemara. What the Gemara's question was, let's say the case of our Mishnah, but Bashama Khabir Bahman Va'an me. And that's it. His friend heard and he said, and me. And he didn't say anything more. Ma was the halacha? Al kuli dibish al rishon mashma? Is it going on the whole sentence of what the first person said? B'chai v'achin l'liz nozal g'lech, and the second guy's going to have to be another and do the hair cutting of someone else? I dim ha pagi dibish al mashma? Maybe it sounds like he's only going half of what he said. But like you, l'vashin, he did not accept the second half. Elo oi naziris, and tegelach z'lachar. Either naziris, or doing the hair cutting ceremony with someone else. The next says, "Master, begin with big mother." But they come about nivol. Ishma enough. In the fact that the halacha of the Mishnah says, "And me, and on me is the hair cutting someone else," we can infer that what, as Tais explains, "I'm like, oh my, shnei adibur." If you don't say both statements, the pocket the book of Mishnah that is only going on half when you say bani. And the next to Maslo mina. Claim in other words, and gamze tepshim masin. You can also resolve in the mission which half it is. Because when they come up from the back, this is balai legaleich. The second half is saying, and on me to do the hair cutting of someone else. Shmamina, obviously, what it means about ni and me, the first part that he says, altchil zibur mashma. It sounds like it on the first part of what he said, which is to be only a nazir. But next to Maskel says, no. Loilam, the truth is, bani akuli dibur mashma. You could say that bani and me is going on everything. Bimashun balai, what do you do with balai? My kamar valai. What is a valai saying? It's vachmel. Said this thing itself. Claim another. It's 36 lines. Mashik about the kifar. This I already accepted. With just my word vani nizirus entiglachas laacher. K'moy derech bnei adam lichv l'shan. Because that's how people do. They repeat what they said. But what then? The same thing really would be dim loyam valai. Even if he wouldn't say valai, the mechay benaz with the glachas. If they were coming, he would be liable for both because of his first thing that he said. Next, this master begins with the gemara. We have a later Mishnah that says his friend heard and he says on and me and he says and it's about me to do the hair cutting of half a nazir. Are there two entities over there? As Tais explains, the first guy that you're saying and me, the first guy only said, took one thing. So what's this double statement? Obviously, it's just clarifying. It's just repeating what you said first. Kinnik says no, that. Look, I could understand the sefer would be unnecessary if the ratio was necessary, meaning our Mishnah. It's a missing balai that you had to say balai. Lashmin to say, that, yeah, because bani is only going in half, but don't the sefer the lie. And then you say the second half of a lie, the meaning of the sefer, avagav, delay tzricha, as we continue to tell you, bezim and alf, utter ratio. But if you can tell me that neither one is necessary, why would we do it? And therefore, no, to the contrary, it sounds like bani is on half, and balai is doing the other half. And I, the Mishnah later on, Balai is not adding on anything. You're right, because we just kept the symmetry of the refrain, but really in our Mishnah it would be necessary.